Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Eric Groves is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Back with us, I should say. Eric's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is Senior Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Constant Contact, an organization I've been telling you about for many years, even before they were Constant Contact, back when they were roving back in the day. I was telling you about them, and the president, Gail Goodman, has been on the show many times as well. And Eric's got a new book out called The Constant Contact Guide to Email Marketing. I've got some questions for him that he may not have been asked before. He's here right now. Eric Groves, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thanks. It's wonderful to see it actually out in print.
I bet it is, yeah. And it was good seeing you last week at the SBDC, the ASBDC conference. That was a good soiree down there.
Yeah, it's a great group of people. It's incredible how many people don't know about the resources available through the SBDCs. But, you know, if it's a small business owner, you need to know about those guys and SCORE, because it's just a great free resource
right.
for small businesses.
Well, and then SCORE had their event right on the heels of that, didn't they? They had one of
the
Washington.
They did. I was down
Washington.
For that, yep, on
yep.
The Thursday.
Right after the SBDC event, they had the SCORE event. Yeah, these groups, folks, so small business development centers in your states, there's one near you, I promise you, and the SCORE chapters, which is probably one near you too. These are all free resources, and I'll tell you, if you don't know about them, Eric, it's not my fault or your fault, is it? Because I've been telling folks about them, and I know you have too.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric, one of the things I've been meaning to ask you is when I talk about social media. Mm-hmm. I don't even like the term. You may have heard me say this before. I actually don't like that term. I think the term does a disservice to the technology, to the capability, to the whole idea of contacting and connecting with customers, because social media is basically describes technology. I prefer mm-hmm. to use the term online customer communities. And when you use that term, you leave behind Twitter and Facebook and the others. Or you don't leave them behind, but you include with them the idea of an email marketing community.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people, when they talk about social media, they don't think about email marketing, but I actually include it in every, whenever I'm talking about developing your own social media, so to speak, communities, online customer communities, I talk about the use of email marketing. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on there. You know, at Constant Contact, we believe it's all about building relationships, and that's a critical success factor for business success. And, you know, not surprisingly, that's the central theme in the book that we just put out. But, you know, it's all about understanding who your customers are, communicating information that separates you from the pack, and building trusted relationships. And, you know, whether you're doing that through Twitter or through email marketing, you know, it really depends on where your customers reside and how
right.
they want to get communicated to.
Well, and see, what I've been trying to do for the last year or so, Eric, is help small business owners move toward regular interval connection with customers. That's what you guys do for a living. It's what I've been trying to get them to do, regardless of what tool they use, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or texting or email or whatever. But the thing is it seems to me that you know, if you got a small business and you still aren't asking customers for their email,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to ask them for their Twitter address?
Yeah, it really is.
Isn't email kind of the training wheels of all this?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to start off by thinking about who your customers are and how you make connections with them. And it just amazes me. I was out at a great restaurant this weekend, had a fantastic experience at the restaurant, was given the bill, and then nothing. I just walked right out the door. And Warren Buffett's is sort of known for a saying that says, you know, in the business world, your rearview mirror is closer
right.
than the windshield.
Right.
Well, you know, you should look in that rearview mirror and watch your customers walk out the door, because if you don't know who they are, there's no way to bring them back.
That's right. that you've lost them forever, and you had them right there. It was a carpe diem moment, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, we all have short memories. I mean, how long does that memory of a great meal last with you? Well, it may last a week, a month. It may last till the next time you have a great meal at some other restaurant. But you know, if they have the ability to capture your contact information and get back to you, then they have the ability to keep that experience alive over time and draw you back into the store. And it's one of the reasons why we give out these free sign-up books that anybody can put out point of sale that says, join our preferred customer mailing list,
right,
first name, last name, email address. And, you know, we're running these free seminars all over the country, and it's a great place for people to get an understanding of how to build a strategy and to get tools like that to get them started.
How can we find out?
Lists,
how can we find out? How can we find out about these seminars?
If you go to Constant Contact and just our website, constantcontact.com, and click on Learning Center, you can pick any one of the regions around the country and see a seminar going on near you.
Are those free?
Yes, they are, for the most part, free.
Thank
Sometimes
you.
When we do them in conjunction with a chamber, they may charge for them, but for the most part, they're done free.
But that's the chamber's part, and they add value when they do that.
Exactly.
They add something else there. Well, you know, I like your idea about the restaurant thing. There are a few restaurants that I go to around the country that have me in their computer information.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I call them up to make a reservation and I tell them who I am, they type in my name, and pretty quickly somebody says, oh, hey, Mr. Blassingame, you know, thank you for calling us back. We see you haven't been here since last August or something like that.
Mm.
And you know, it makes me feel like I've gone to Cheers.
Exactly.
And everybody
knows your name, right?
Yeah, and then there's a place in Humble, Texas, and I get something from them. I eat there about twice a year, and with customers, and they send me about two times a week. I get a little email from them about a menu that they're working on or something that they're working on. And it keeps their name in front of me, and I don't mind getting it. If I did, I'd tell them I don't want it. And you can we can always do that, can't we? We can always say, take me off your list.
Yeah, and that's the importance of sending really great content. You know, the more that you share your knowledge, so if you were a chef, you could be sending a tip on how to recover from too much salt in a recipe or whatever. I mean, that kind of thing keeps you engaged versus just sending off something that says, buy, buy, buy for me all the time.
And I'm part of their community. And even though it's email, and they've been doing it a long time, this is social media, ladies and gentlemen. This is online customer communities, and see, that's the reason why, Eric, that I'm resisting the term social media whenever I can. I'm trying to replace it myself. I'm on a quixotic quest here, Eric, to convert social media to online customer communities, and I want you to help me with that. Quick break, right back after these messages. Eric Groves is our guest. He's with Constant Contact. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of things you can do there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, get answers, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Yes, I'm very happy. By the way, my newsletter is about to become 10 years old. It's 10th anniversary. Eric Groves is in November, and we haven't missed a publication on a Sunday afternoon since November, the week of November 17th, 1999. And Eric Groves, by the way, folks, is with us. He's Senior VP of Sales and Business Development at Constant Contact, the author of the new book, The Constant Contact Guide to Email Marketing, which is just out now, right, Eric?
Yep, it's coming out this week, next week.
But so we're launching it this week.
You can pre-order it online.
And you can order it where?
We prefer that you go to a local small business, a bookstore,
yep,
and buy it.
Yep.
But if you're an Amazon junkie, you can also get it on there.
So check that out. And by the way, folks, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Eric, what about you?
We are up on Twitter as well through Constant Contact.
At Constant Contact. All right, so check that out. Eric, one of the things that that the research is showing is that customers want to have they don't want you to talk to them or talk at them anymore. They want you to talk with them, meaning you offer them something and they say something back. Or they initiate the conversation and you respond back to them. They're looking for, that's the level of connection people are looking for. And so we have to give them that capability if we're going to get them to come back, don't we?
Exactly. You know, have you ever been in a relationship where either the other person in the relationship never stopped talking, or worse yet, never said a word?
Only if you're talking to a talk show host.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my guess is, you know, when you get into one of those types of relationships, that they don't last very long, and that's because relationships need a dialogue to help them grow, and
right.
Feedback enables your customers to communicate back to you. So, you know, it really is a way of opening up the dialogue. And, you know, if you look at your newsletter, you do a great job of that in your AskJim.biz section where you pose those questions. And you tell people, you know, which one of these do you want the answer to, and that gives you a lot of great feedback
mm-hmm.
about which topics are most interesting to your readers. So feedback can be very light in the form of just a link on one of your newsletters that allows you to separate one thing from another, or it can be a little bit deeper in terms of, you know, a one question survey or one question feedback or a poll to a full customer survey that you fill out. For folks.
Well, and it could be if you're in the gardening business, you're in the landscape business. You'd send an email or in your newsletter, you'd ask the question, you know, what's your biggest challenge in the springtime, or whatever, and these people would respond to you, and you get so much information from that, and you get points for asking the question.
And the biggest challenge that people always tell us about is I don't know what to write about. Right? Well, they're telling you what to write about,
right.
And it makes it so much easier. You just take that feedback and you turn them into articles for your next communications. And people love to see their ideas in print. You know, there's a great way to do that, which is sort of the stump the chump type thing, where send me a question, see if you can stump me, and I'll give an award out each week to the person that comes up with the best question. And there you just have this constant flow of fantastic content to write about.
Well, and I'll tell you something, Eric. One of the things that I'm talking more and more about these days, I always have, but every day that goes by, it just gets truer and truer. If you want to know the answer to the key to success for your small business, ask your customers.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They have the answers. They have the answers.
Yeah, they will.
Because we
like to say around Constant Contact, we're terrible surrogates for our own customers. We got to keep staying in touch with them.
Well, that's exactly right.
We do it a lot.
So give us some other tips on communicating with our customers.
Sure. I mean, one of the things that's really important is to set your the recipient's expectations for what it's going to take to complete the survey that you're putting out in front of them. And you want to keep your survey very short. I mean, no more than 5-10 minutes at most that you want someone to invest in it. And I like to say, I'd rather use the word, I would appreciate it if you could give me some feedback. It'll only take a couple minutes of your time.
So you like feedback over
could
survey.
Could you fill out this, you know, customer survey? You know,
right.
People hear that and they think it's going to take them 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. If you don't like feedback, Eric, you could just say, would you give us some of your ideas? I mean, provide us with some. I don't know. Just come up with some connecting words.
Yeah, and we would really like to serve you better, and it would be helpful if you gave us some information about these two items.
Right.
The more you can be specific about what you're trying to get people to give you information back about,
mm-hmm.
the more actionable that information is going to be.
Or just say, ask, would you answer these questions? You know, one of the things people, you know what people love? If you think about it now, how many times when somebody says to you, Eric, I'd like to ask your opinion on something. Well, automatically, your ego starts getting boosted up a little bit because this person wants to know what you think. Customers are just like that.
Yeah, you're just investing in them building a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the core of everything that we talk about at Constant Contact. That's the core of the book. But at the end of the day, that's the core of business success.
Right.
You know, is driving your customers to come back because they trust you. And that's something that's truly unique to small businesses. They have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, Constant Contact is the company that I use to send out my newsletter, and I write them a check every month. They don't give me anything. I have to pay for everything with these guys. But
I'll send you a free copy of the book.
I've already got that. But I use them, folks, and have been, and it's a great organization to help you with what I consider to be a very important part of your social media strategy, and that's an email marketing plan. Eric Gross, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Jim.
ConstantContact.com, folks. Lots of free stuff there. They got a lot of good instructions that will help you there. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.